Hello and welcome to another episode of SG Voice Talks 2, brought to you by Sustainable Growth Voice, part of DC Thompson. In our fortnightly episodes of SG Voice Talks 2, our team interviews people who are contributing to change on the sustainable transition and the disruption of the status quo. I am Giulia Bottaro, news editor at SG Voice, and this week I'm joined by Christina Turner, who takes care of marketing at Grown Bio, a Dutch startup that makes sustainable alternatives to conventional material made from the root structure of natural fungi. Hi, Christina. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Giulia.
So shall we just dive in? And can you tell me what problem Grown Bio is solving?
Grown Bio wants to solve the packaging waste problem. We all have seen those pictures of this amount of waste that is in our land and in our oceans. We want to replace styrofoam, and we do that with our innovative alternative. Therefore, we use mycelium. And mycelium, that's the root structure of fungi. And we mix that with local agricultural waste. In our case, that's hemp. And then we get a substrate out of it. And with that, we grow. And I say grow because we don't manufacture. We grow packaging, we grow interior design items for the building industry and for designers and everyone who's curious and wants to work with mycelium. We offer grow-it-yourself kits.
Amazing. So just to clarify, what is styrofoam made of?
So EPS, styrofoam, that's and all the other alternative single-use plastics that are used are really bad for the environment. It takes ages for them to decompose. Our material is decomposes in 45, it's roughly 45 days. So way better than styrofoam and all the single-use plastic.
That sounds great. So I know that mycelium is a very versatile material. So in fact, you just said you use it across various industries. So can you give us some examples of very practical uses for your product?
Mm-hmm, of course. So as I mentioned before, we want to replace styrofoam. And styrofoam has been convenient for a lot of people, but it comes with a high cost. So actually, we can replace styrofoam in any possible way. So for packaging, you can imagine like inlays for cosmetic packaging. We can package big machines, and it's insulating. So we can use it for the building industry. And wherever you can imagine styrofoam, we want to see mycelium, and mycelium can be there instead of the harmful styrofoam.
Do you feel that there is demand from these industries for your product, or maybe people are not yet aware of the potential of mycelium?
Yeah, definitely. People are not aware yet of the potential of mycelium. That's why it's great to talk to you today, so that more and more people get to know mycelium. But a lot of people like have it on their radar or have heard about it once, and you know, it's a catchy name, like mushroom packaging. People are like, oh, mushroom, that's the thing I eat. I didn't know that I can package my items in there, or can have a lamp made out of mycelium, or a table, or can make my own creations. We work with designers who make plant pots, who make masks for theaters out of mycelium. So yeah.
Have you found it challenging to scale up as a company? Because I'm aware that other mycelium companies have had some difficulties.
Yeah, so the difficult part is we all know that it's convenient to stick with the material you use to work. So that's the case for a lot of companies. And it's hard to change people's minds sometime. And that's our biggest challenge, to get the message out there and to tell people, hey, we have a great solution, a great alternative, and just give it a try. So that's our biggest challenge at the moment, yes.
I see. And can we take a few steps back, and maybe you could tell me about how the company started, where the idea came from, and who are the founders?
So my colleague Jan, who initially started the company. He used to work in the packaging industry for years. And then for his old company, he got the request to package mushrooms. So he just typed in Google mushroom packaging. And that's how he found out about mycelium. And he was like, oh, wow, that's a great idea and a great solution. And we have our license from Ecovative. So that's a company in the US, and we have the license for Europe. And he sat together with this guy from Ecovative. And yeah, that's how Grown Bio started.
Okay, so the company is a sister company of Ecovative or a subsidiary? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a license. So we also only ship within Europe. So we feed the European market. And exactly, so we did not invent the idea. We just got the license from Ecovative, yes.
Okay, amazing. Are there any plans to expand in other continents then after North America and Europe?
At the moment, not. Because we want to be there for the European market. We want to build more factories so that we can be closer to our customers, to not emit so much CO2 with shipping. And for us, it's important for now to only ship within Europe to keep the CO2 as low as possible.
What are your next steps as a company?
So our next steps are growing and growing in the packaging industry at the moment. And our next plan is to become bigger in the building industry, because for now we are not yet part in the professional building industry. It's more for hobbyists, people who want to build a shed in their garden or want to make a protection for their bikes. So that's the next goal, but that's a bit harder because, of course, you need a lot of certificates, and every building industry in every European country is different. So that's our next goal for a couple of years. But for now, it's more the building industry and, of course, our Grow It Yourself kits for everyone to use.
So how are you planning to grow within the building industry? Are you going to do it through partnerships?
Whatever helps us. So first of all, we need to get the certificates and make sure that the insulation values are good enough. And then let's see.
So do you think there is a willingness from the building industry to...
Yeah, we got a lot of requests. So on a daily basis, I have to tell people, please have a look in our shop, but be aware that we are not yet in the professional building industry and that we can't offer certain certificates. So yes, we can see there is a very high demand in the building industry.
Amazing. This sounds all really interesting and exciting. Is there anything else you would like to add?
One very interesting aspect as well is, so I mentioned before, we only use two ingredients. It's mycelium and local agricultural waste, in our case, hemp. And that captures CO2. So when our products leave the company, that saved more than 1.5 kilo of CO2 per packaging of CO2. So it's not only good for our earth because it doesn't last for so long, but it also captures CO2. And a lot of people don't know that yet. So that's also something very interesting to know.
Yeah, that's definitely a win-win.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you started developing as well in the building industry, in the built environment, then you would effectively have buildings that have absorbed CO2 before even existing.
Yeah. So, no, the building industry, that topic is very interesting, but it's not our main focus at the moment because also, yeah. As I mentioned before, we want to solve the packaging waste problem first, and then we're gonna solve the rest.
So many opportunities out there. Thank you so much, Christina, for your time today. And to our listeners, if you would like to share your thoughts about what has been discussed today, you can find us on social media or drop us an email at sgvoice@dcthompson.co.uk. This is all for this week, but subscribe to our channel so that you never miss an episode. you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again and see you next time.